Kentucky is one of several states in the United States where more than 30 tornadoes have wrought destruction and taken lives in a matter of hours. Nowhere is worse hit than the small town of Mayfield. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the tornado traveled more than 365 kilometres, including more than 320 kilometres in his state. Mr. Beshear says the aftermath is devastating.
Beginning late last night and through the very moment that we are standing here, we have lived through some of the toughest hours of our lives as Kentuckians. This event is the worst, most devastating, most deadly tornado event in Kentucky's history.
He says a candle factory in Mayfield was hit, with 110 people inside.
The devastation is unlike anything I have seen in my life, and I have trouble putting it into words. When it was safe to travel this morning, I flew to Mayfield, and my first stop was that candle factory. 110 people working in it at the time the storm hit. They rescued 40. There's at least 15 feet of metal with cars on top of it. Barrels of corrosive chemicals that are there. It'll be a miracle if anybody else is found alive in it.
A trapped worker posted on Facebook Live to plead for help.
And we are trapped. Please, y'all, get us some help. We're at the candle factory in Mayfield. Please.
She escaped, along with around 40 others, but this man's wife, Ivy Williams, is missing.
I'm looking for my wife and I need her. So if anyone knows, seen her, please contact me. Y'all got my number, please. Contact me, please.
At a nursing home in the state of Arkansas, one resident has died and around 20 others were rescued. And in Nashville, Tennessee, the sound of sirens could be heard, warning people of the tornado's approach through the dark. Daylight has revealed homes reduced to little more than shard and splinters. Residents are stunned by their own survival.
Started hearing little glass bits flying through the house and realized that this thing was on top of me.
It hit so fast. Just everything started caving in. It was nuts, dude.
It picked me up and threw me out of the house.
It literally threw you out of this house.
Yes.
Out here.
Yes.
Meanwhile, a tornado that barreled into an Amazon warehouse in Illinois has killed 6 staff members. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed an emergency disaster declaration. He calls the situation a tragedy.
And the debris that you see scattered all over the hurricane's path. They lost their homes, they lost their businesses, and it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. And we still don't know how many lives are lost or the full extent of the damage. But I want to emphasize what I told all the governors. The federal government will do everything it can possibly do to help.
Yale Climate Connections meteorologist Dr. Jeff Masters is stunned by the devastation.
How is this happening in December? This is the kind of thing you would only see at the height of the season, you know, March, April, May. I'd never seen anything like this this time of year. I mean, and you hardly ever see something like this in a career. I mean, maybe 2 other times in my career of 40 years, I've seen an event like this. Most recently back in 2011, when we had this unbelievable tornado outbreak in the South. So just unbelievable, the timing of this, the intensity of the storms. And then the one central tornado that hit Mayfield, its path was almost 200 miles long. I've never seen anything like that.
Cleanup is underway in Kentucky, and the National Guard is activated. But Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear fears that many are still missing.
A downtown completely devastated. From there, my dad's hometown of Dawson Springs. Population, 2,700. They're going to lose a whole lot of people. One block from my grandparents' house. There's no house standing. There's no house standing, and we don't know where all those people are.
Tens of thousands of people in the state are without water and power. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.